to the 92nd Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we're talking this week about transitions in life. And when we started the week, we were talking about the fact that as human beings, we're creatures of habit. And we have a tough time moving from one part of life to another because we resist the inevitable. We fight against those transitions because those transitions take us out of our comfort zone. And we got into the fact that dealing with transitions, or the first step in dealing with transitions, is to simply accept them. And if you try to fight it, you know, it's most of these things are inevitable anyway. Trying to fight it just makes life more difficult, makes things worse. And then yesterday we got into the idea that you can really never see the whole picture. In when we look at things in very grand scales, we realize that we have a very narrow view of the world. And so we don't have the ability to see what the outcome is going to be in most cases, right? We can guess, we can try to be smart about what we're doing, but you really don't know. And so based on that point, more often than not, things work out even better than what we anticipate. Right? They never seem to turn out as badly as what we think either. So when you think about it from that perspective and think back to times in your life where you went through a transition thinking it was going to be a horrible situation, you know, maybe it was a breakup with somebody that led you to meet somebody else who you eventually spent your life with. Maybe it was a job opportunity, or maybe it was a problem with a job you were in that led to another opportunity down the road that turned out to be much better. But the point is again, you can never see the whole picture. And so we have to accept that. Now, the other thing I think we should look at is the idea of being able to change when things are going well. And we've talked about this concept before, but last week we saw something that really hit a chord around this, which was Yahoo. Yahoo was purchased by Verizon for a very small fraction of what it was once worth. And when you look at why it fetched such a small price, it was because Yahoo lost its way. They were not able to make a transition from what we'll call now the old school desktop portal to a mobile application. And so what happened was, you know, Google continued to eat away its market share. Safari made a dent in their market share. And Yahoo, while had some nice services, you know, Yahoo Finance, Yahoo Sports, what ended up happening is quite frankly, you know, the world transitioned and Yahoo just didn't follow. And what we know about successful companies is that they are in constant transition. They're willing and open to making changes when things are going well because they know that they can't rest on their laurels because their competition is going to be nipping at their heels. That's just the reality of the world. It's true with successful companies and it's true with successful people. You have to be willing to adapt, and adaptation means the ability to change when things are going well very often. And if you don't adapt, you ultimately go the way of the dinosaur, which is exactly what happened to Yahoo. If you're not listening to the 92nd Navigator each day, you can subscribe. You can get there on iTunes or on Stitcher. And it's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desires. And I just ask you for the opportunity. Let me be that person for you. And just commit to getting here for a few minutes a day. It costs you nothing, and it'll help you stay on the path towards where you want to go in life. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to talk about the fact that growth comes through your openness and through your ability to make transitions in life. But for today, I just want you to think about where the next step is in your business, in your personal life. Can you begin to make those changes now, even if things are going well for you? Can you prepare for the future? Can you look ahead? And can you position yourself in the right place? If you want to take a deeper dive on any of this, just log on to joelbrookman.com and sign up for a weekly discussion.